Hey guys, and girls and men and women, whatever you, what the hell you want to be called, chicks and dicks, holes and poles. Thank you for checking out this episode. We're going to tackle some Steak and BJ Day stuff. But prior to, we want to give a huge shout out and a thank you to Manscaped. Manscaped.com sponsoring the podcast. You've heard us talk about them. They do a lot of great work, including making stuff to trim up your body hair or keep your body clean or keep it smelling good. They've got the new Lawnmower 4.0 out that has extremely sharp blades and little guards to keep your knickknacks down below safe. That's the first time I've ever called balls that, but okay.
They say your balls will thank you. Are your balls thanking you?
Aaron? I mean, they're thankful. Yes. It also has a nice light on there that lights up, because especially if you're going to trim down below for the boys, then yeah, you're going to want a light to make sure you don't do anything crazy. They also have the weed whacker out there, which trims your nose hair, your ear hair, any of that other stuff that we weren't taught as kids. They've got the ball toner. They've got so much at manscaped.com.
They have ball deodorant. Yeah, I love that. It stops chafing and everything. Yeah. I think that's so cool.
Right now, go to manscaped.com, use promo code come with us, no spaces. You're going to get 20% off. You're going to get free shipping. Again, promo code come with us, 20% off your order. And free shipping at manscaped.com. Like I said, we're about to talk some steak and blowjob day. Make sure you're trimmed up, because, okay, both of y'all, how much do you hate going down there and you get, you know, stuff in your eyes and your nose and your mouth, whatever.
When I floss my teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. So at
it's
least
nice to be trimmed. It definitely is nice to have a welcoming landscape. How's
exactly.
That?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I've said it before. I've said it again. Treat your stuff like there's always going to be company down there, and go to manscaped.com and they will help you get cleaned up and freshened up and all that stuff below the belt. Because if your balls smell, she's not going to spend any time down there unless that's her thing. But from surveys and, you know, personal experience, that's typically not what happens.
Yeah.
They want to smell nice. Easy, there's a reason so women's candles smell great and not smell like, you know, sweat.
Like cock.
That too.
Yeah.
But yeah, go to manscaped.com, promo code come with us. You get 20% off, and that way they'll know we sent you.
Yeah. And believe me, these are things, again, I've used these products. Aaron's used these products. Tina, did you try them yet?
Yeah. They're good. They're great.
I said, because, you know, if we're not going to be using them, and I'm the klutz of all klutzes, and I use this, and like, I was like, oh my God, this is so easy. I trimmed up my whole pussy area. I was like, I would do this so much more often now. And I do now, because it is easy. And because I can see, I didn't realize at first, I was like, why a light? That's so stupid. And now I'm like, oh, this is, now I get it. You never know until you know. So yeah, go try it. It's awesome. And we're so glad to be partnered with them. So manscaped.com and use promo code come with us.
Cool.
It's great. All right. We'll dive into. Yes. There you go.
Are you saying you faked with me?
Yeah.
Wrong. Now you're single.
What do you know about sexual relations?
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
I'm a little worried about being a slut.
You're listening to the Come With Us podcast, talking the good, the kinky, and the ugly. Here are your hosts, Beth, Aaron, and Tina.
Hello, 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 all you sexy holes and poles. Welcome to Come With Us podcast, where you're part of all the naughty, sexy, fun conversations everyone wants to listen in on. I'm Beth Darling, sexy genius, here from sexyedschool.com, where smart, successful, and even spiritual people go for their graduate degree in love and to learn how to enjoy the pleasures of oral pleasure, giving and receiving, which is perfect because today I'm here with Aaron and Tina, and we are talking about Steak and Blowjob Day. Woo!
Aaron, hell yeah.
I was going to say, you were all like, oh, I'm not so big into Valentine's Day. You should show her you love her all the time. But Steak and BJ Day, it lights your whole face up, doesn't
it? Yeah, because you should fucking celebrate that one.
I'll
buy you whatever flowers you want. I'll take you to whatever movie you want. I'll do whatever girly and romantic, whatever, you know, thing to appease you during Valentine's Day. As long as a month later, I get mine.
Oh, I like that.
I'll meet my quota, whatever I need to do so that, you know, I get to celebrate a holiday, damn it.
I like that. So I'm all in favor. You know me. I think everybody should celebrate any excuse for a holiday. But today, actually, and we did this debate, like, is this really worthy of a big discussion, a whole podcast episode? And I actually think that the problem with Steak and BJ Day is that most men don't want to ask for it. So I think every man's like, ooh, that sounds like a great idea, but they're not going to go home and ask their wives for it.
What's funny, because I've actually read now, like, articles online about how this is now becoming like the anti-Valentine's Day holiday. So like women get Valentine's Day, even though we are going to talk about a woman's specific holiday, but this is like the one that comes a month later. Exactly.
Right. So this is March 14th.
So it's like the one that men have like co-opted as the...
So I think it started as sort of a satirical kind of take something like a spoof of it. But
apparently enough women out there were good sports about it and filled up, you know, fulfilled their end of the deal. And now it became a thing.
Like this woman on Reddit is saying like how her husband complains that she never remembers this special day. I told him it's not a real holiday. And he proceeds to tell me that all holidays are not real.
Right. I think he's got a point there. I mean, holiday is just whatever you make of it. And that's the question. So the question then becomes, all right, why make this real? Why should people embrace it? So I think, what do you think, Tina, as a woman?
I mean, it's a little bit of it's funny. I like the humor in it. Again, like I like to laugh and I definitely can take a good joke. So, and I love steak and I don't mind giving blowjobs. So I don't see any, like to me, but I'm sure you're going to find plenty of, you know, people who are going to be offended these days by whatever. So women who don't want to do this or feel co-opted, or, you know, same thing with Valentine's Day. Like we talked about how like men, our last episode with, you know, taking it back and like how it shouldn't just be a woman-centered holiday. Like we can look at it this way too.
Right. And it shouldn't be just an excuse, like a check off the box or do the Hallmark, you know, it's only a Hallmark holiday if you choose to give money to Hallmark. Otherwise it's a holiday that you do whatever you want with it.
I would prefer this probably over just like some, like to me, like bullshit or dinner kind of thing. Like, I don't know.
Well, in some ways it's easy because it is specific. There are very specific guidelines. And, you know, like with Valentine's Day, it's this whole thing. Well, is it really just for women? Is it for men? What do you do? How do you do it? People, restaurants and everything jerk up their prices. Here's a rule. Here's an idea, an outline to now you've done it right. Now you've done it okay. It's like, oh, make it up and figure it out. But Steak and Blowjob Day, it's pretty damn clear. You get a steak, you give them a steak, you give them a blowjob, and woohoo, you get 100% on that test, right?
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, as a man who I'm the chef in my family anyway, like, you know, my wife can cook. She just doesn't because I'm better at it. And it's not like, I don't think she really wants to do it as a practice thing to, you know, like that's not her big worry.
Right.
So, I mean, she could become a good cook, too, if she really wanted to try and practice, but there's no need. I enjoy cooking.
Mm-hmm. So you'll cook the steak.
Well, 99% of the men out there will say, hey, if you say I'm getting a blowjob and you say, here, take the credit card, go to the grocery store, buy two good cuts of steak, come home, cook it. And by the time you're done, you're going to lay down on the bed and get a blowjob. Then fuck, I don't know one man in the world who would say, but I don't want to have to work to make a steak. Making a steak isn't that difficult. If you can't make a steak, like, I get it. It can be a little tricky when you first start out, but once you get it down, it's easier than riding a bike.
Hell, I'm pretty sure people would settle for like a roast beef sandwich or a hamburger too. Like, I'm pretty sure if you're going to cheat your way around that you could steak and probably be okay too.
That's true. But if you want to, like, if you're a woman out there and you decide that you want to, you know, if you go, I've never made a steak, but I want to make a steak because I want to spoil him. If you are worried about it or worried about screwing up a steak because, let's look at it this way. Steak ain't cheap. Inflation's a real thing and steak keeps going up in price. So trust me, any steak that we're having at my house is stuff we bought like a year and a half ago that we froze for a rainy day.
Wow.
But if you want to listen to last year's episode,
because you talk about how to cook beef in last year's episode, so they can do that.
Or, well, there's that.
There's so many different ways. You can watch YouTube videos.
You can substitute the steak. Like, make him, if you really want to spoil him completely head to toe, from like the steak and the BJ, make him his favorite meal that you make.
Yeah.
Don't worry about take him it. It doesn't have That's to always or, my answer. Yeah, go take him by a mistake.
Okay, y'all want to hear something hilarious actually I was just looking at?
Yeah.
So it's also Pi Day.
Oh right, Pi Day. P I right.
Yeah. And you 3. Know what I was 1, thinking about? American Pie, where he fucks the pie. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Which is so funny to me that like that's the same fucking day as steak and blowjob.
Oh my gosh. So that's awesome. Pie. There you go. Yeah. You could totally do that. But okay, so there's a couple of things. One, I want to help guys who are out there listening and you know you want this day. And yet you're thinking, yeah, well, my wife won't do it, or I don't know how. And you go home and you're probably going to do some casual throwaway like, oh yeah, don't forget March 14th, it's steak and blowjob day. Ha ha. And your wife's going to go, yeah, as if. And you're going, oh, well, I guess I'm not getting any, right? That's
a horrible man voice.
Also, okay. Isn't that pretty typical though? Like, that's kind of what I would see people do. Like, they throw it out there half-heartedly because they don't want to get too invested in it and because they're not expecting their spouse is going to be receptive to it. And then the spouse is like, oh, well, they're joking about it, so I'm not taking it seriously. And then they don't take it seriously, and then they're disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, that's what women do about Valentine's Day. We do it all the time. We act like it's nothing. And then we're really bummed afterwards when we don't feel loved. Yeah, but
guys
aren't
supposed to. Anytime a guy shows that he's bummed because he didn't get something, then it all of a sudden women have this fucking magic little magic trick up their sleeve where they all of a sudden find a way to turn it around and make it about, well, you don't ever like.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Don't pull that bullshit.
Right. Okay. So let's just stop the bullshit. Okay. From both parts. I'm whatever you are, gender aside, non-binary, anything. Let's stop playing bullshit. Let's just accept that we all really, we want to be spoiled. We want to be cherished. We want to be well-loved. We want to be pleasured, and we want to be spoiled sometimes. So steak and blowjob day is a good day to do it. And if by any chance, if your response to me is, oh, well, we didn't do anything for Valentine's Day, I'd say, okay, throw that out. There's coming up. So this steak and blowjob day is March 14th. April 14th is cake and cunnilingus day. And frankly, if you're in a two-guy household, then you can do another steak and blowjob day. So one of you takes March, one of you takes April. But if you're hetero, then one of you takes March and one of you takes April. Okay, let's just do it. If you're in a two-guy thing, you might want to have steak or and blowjob day each month. Or do ice cream. Right. You can make it your own again.
Wait, I have a question. What about eating the steak while you're getting the blowjob?
Okay. So maybe you could. In some ways, that might be kind of sexy.
Is that the thing?
No, it's just that those are two things.
I mean, you could if you really wanted to, but I want to focus on the steak and then focus on the blowjob.
I'm thinking the blowjob first.
Either
and
or, I
then
don't care.
The steak. Because when your tummy, when you're digesting, your body is spending energy and sending blood to the digestive system, which means sexy. That's why after a big meal, people aren't feeling as sexual because your energy, your blood flow and stuff is redirected. So to me, the idea would be getting a blowjob first and then sort of after you're spent and had time to relax, then you sort of replenish with a good steak. That would be my sort of suggestion for how to maximize the pleasure in every single step of this.
Yeah. I mean, I would. So
then you can have wine or whatever you like to drink with your steak. And so you're not worried about performing or enjoying things afterwards.
I will say if he's going to be cooking the steak, which I have no problem cooking a steak, do it. Like if you're going to do the blowjob prior to, do it like an hour and a half, 2 hours prior to.
I'm good with that. Right. Give him a break.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You
can wake them up in the morning with a blowjob, right? There's no time limit that you have to do this. So it's just, okay,
just
here's
get
the
dick in your mouth.
Right. Or you could just tease with a little, a little 60-second teaser in the morning. And then at noon, you could do like a 2-minute teaser. And a few hours later, a few more minutes until the finale. At 4 o'clock, and then he gets a nap, and then you start dealing with dinner, and then you have dinner. Everybody's happy. Everybody's feeling excited and spent and sexual and whatever. And hell, then maybe if you're like, hey, you know what? If you want to go down on me now, this might be a nice thing. And who knows? Maybe they would. Maybe not. I don't know. But I'm not saying that it should ever have to be reciprocated. But I do think the blowjob should come beforehand. That's my thought. But okay, but let's go back to it. So let's say that you don't know, you love this idea, and yet you feel like real men don't ask for what they want. Real men don't think sex or don't think blowjobs are important because the rest of the world acts like they're just trivial or trite or trashy or anything like that. Okay, I would have a couple of things. One, I want to reassure every man out there that it is reasonable to want your body to be loved by your partner. And I mean your whole body, from your head to your toes. And that I know 80-something percent of women don't enjoy, or 78% of women don't enjoy giving blowjobs, but I really want to hope to encourage them to. And just because they don't enjoy doesn't mean it's not reasonable for you to want it. And I think part of it is that men let it go because, again, the world encourages you just to suck it up and, oh, don't worry about it, or except not being sucked up. But don't. You're entitled to want being loved. I say, if a woman came to me and said, oh, my husband won't talk to me, or my husband won't just hug me, he won't hold my hand, and he never will, and says it doesn't matter, and I shouldn't, it doesn't matter, and he doesn't care, I'd be like, well, that sucks. If that matters to you, you're entitled to get that. And I would work with their husband to get them to understand why it's important. It's the same thing if you want blowjobs and you're not getting them. So don't feel like you're less than. You're not in a minority. You're not trashy, selfish, whatever, lazy, anything like that, that people want to think about men who want blowjobs. You're just a man with a body and you want to be well-loved. And that's just as important as a woman with a body who wants to be well-loved. And I'll tell you the same when it comes to going down on her. So
what you're saying is, if your wife or girlfriend doesn't go down on you, just stop holding her hand, stop hugging her until she gets the point of like, hey, it's a two-way fucking street.
See, this is why people think you're a curmudgeon, Aaron.
I mean, that what yeah, better no, way to no, prove no, no. other than but, through example?
But it's not true, because withholding,
humans learn the best through pain.
But they don't actually. We don't. We actually learn better when we're positively reinforced, when we're
some
motivated.
People do, some people don't. It actually depends.
Statistically and stuff, we do when there's positive reinforcement. So no, I don't want you to withhold, but I use that as an example that it's not meaningless, right? And again, research shows that couples who engage in mutual oral pleasure actually report happier. Both people are happier within the relationship. They have better communication skills. They have a much better chance of actually loving with a lasting relationship than couples that don't engage in mutual oral sex. It really is. It's an important form of intimacy and a way of expressing love. So, and that goes both ways, giving and receiving. So no, don't withhold it, because that's not it. Again, I talk about the five kinds of intimacy, and there's sexual, there's emotional, physical, romantic, and sexual, spiritual, and one does not make up for the other. So never will, never, never. So, okay, but once you're okay and you realize, yes, this is important, this is reasonable, I have as much right to want this as my spouse does to want me to hug them or hold their hand or talk to them, then now you're bolstered. Now you can work with your partner to help them recognize that this actually does matter to you. It's not just nothing. It's not like, oh, it's an optional pair of shoes. It's not like, oh, it's an optional day of going hunting or going to the golf course or something that is kind of trivial or trite or isn't fundamental to the relationship. And you need to let them know, this matters to me. And even if we didn't celebrate Valentine's Day, I'd like to celebrate Steak and Blowjob Day and Cake and Cunnilingus Day. And by the way, if you have other days that you want to celebrate or other things, I'm happy. Let's throw those in too. Better you celebrate too many things, that you celebrate lots of things, than don't celebrate things at all.
Yeah, but then they don't become special.
They can all be special. Okay. But if everything is special, nothing is special. Right. But so once a month, you can have one special something a month, right? That's one out of 30. That's still not bad. And it can be fun. And then maybe you can pick highlights if you really want a hierarchy. But otherwise, okay, pick 4 days a year that you decide are special. Your anniversary, Valentine's Day, Steak and Blowjob Day, and Cake and Cunnilingus Day. 4 days in the year to celebrate your relationship.
I mean, in my case, that knocks out all four of them within the first four months of the year.
Okay, well then spread them out. But in other words, figure it out, whatever works for you. But celebrate. Again, celebrate, because relationships don't end because people celebrate their relationship too much. Relationships end because we don't celebrate, we don't take them seriously, and we don't love each other well. That's a problem. And people aren't getting their needs met. And I cannot tell you how many women will say, oh, yeah, well, I don't give blowjobs, but oh, it's not that big of a deal. We do other things. And they don't understand how important it is to their husbands.
What's your response to them?
Oh, that they're
like,
that
what's your immediate response? Like, because I feel like in order to like, because the way that is said, having heard it said before,
yeah,
like it's such a throwaway that you would have to do something to shock their system and shock their listening, like with a, I'm not going to slap on the table because it'll echo throughout the microphones and screw everything up, but it would have to be like a, bitch, shut the fuck up and put a dick in your mouth, because you need to understand that you treat this like a throwaway. It's not a throw, because most women have now have it programmed into their mind that like when they say that, they're immediately already tuning out whatever argument you're going to do, unless you do something to shock the system and make them go, oh, wait, what?
Yeah. So I tell them, I say, so what would I would give you, sorry, I give them the same response. Sorry, I'm like,
no, well, I'm thinking so like, apparently people call me an old curmudgeon and now people are going to add all kinds of other things to the list and bring
good.
Them on.
That's
you
good. Know,
send me your list of all the big, bad things you think of me.
Yeah.
I'll read them and I'll weep. Oh, wait, I will not. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. But, and I will defend you. So anyway, but so if a woman says to me and it's just not that big of a deal, they don't care that much. I was like, okay, so I said, what would you tell a woman whose husband refused to talk to her or who refused to hug her or who refused to hold her hand ever? Like, would you think that's just nothing? Or when she was crying about that, would you say, oh, that's ridiculous. Why won't he do that? That's crazy, right? You want that. Why won't he do that? If he loved you, he would absolutely go out of his way to do that for you. That's what I tell them. And then they kind of go, oh, well. And I think that that's just very true. It's the same way when people, again, I had somebody tell me, well, he should want to keep the house clean. And I said, well, that's what you think. He thinks you should want to have sexy with him. You're both right. And you just have to work with things mean different things to each of us. But being well loved, literally having our body loved, is fundamental. We're human and this is part of it. And quite frankly, I also think that a man's cock and balls, I tell women all the time, that's as close to his, that's the embodiment of his heart that you will ever get. That's the closest you get to holding his heart in your hands, because that is everything to men. That's their virility, their manhood, their masculinity. That's why they're so concerned with size and performance. And when you refuse to love that, it is like you are refusing to love them truly. And that matters. And women actually do get that. And they'll be like, oh, that's not true. But I've said this to, I don't know, thousands of men, and I've never had a man argue with me. Their cock and balls is as close to their heart as you actually get. It's just, that's their most tender, vulnerable place. And refusing to kiss it, to love it, is not healthy for a relationship. So, and that's where I go. And then there are so many different ways that they can learn. They don't have to, I get, oh, my jaw hurts, my this, that. Well, you don't have to give a 20-minute blowjob. You don't have to deep throat. You can use your hands. You can just kiss the tip. You can use your tongue. There's so many different ways. And they talk about the scent, the smell. Again, with Manscaped, and hello, thanks to our sponsor, Manscaped. They can actually do manscaping so easily with the trimmer. Women, you can trim for them to make sure that it's just the way that you like it. You can shower them. You can use flavored lubes if you want. There are all sorts of ways that you can learn to love them. But I've never seen a woman who like was there if they said, oh, I have this baby, but God, their poop stinks so bad. I refuse to change their diaper. It's just disgusting. Right? We joke about it. We change the diaper and we do it anyway. And so sometimes if your man has come in from the field and they're stinky or whatever, then tell him to go shower, clean him up first and stuff. But don't tell me that just because they have a scent that you're not going to love them. That just doesn't work. But I think men have to sort of stick up to it and tell women, this matters to me. This is important to me. And I don't feel very loved by you when you don't give me blowjobs. And so please do that. And if you're stuck, let them listen to this episode too. Have a big discussion. Have them call us. We'll talk to them because it does matter. I want you to be well loved, just like I want you to love them well.
I mean, they can call you. They can't call me because I'll just piss them off.
Oh, the women. Oh, yeah. But you'll tell them, like, it means a lot to you, right? And it's that's the thing. It just does. And it's,
I mean, I will answer emails, but over the phone, I'm probably a lot more brash, at least with an email, like, because I've responded to listener emails before. I'll tell you how to do that, actually, before we get to that. Comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. That's comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Thoughts, comments, concerns, questions, anything like that. But yeah, I've responded to a few listener emails who have written in, like, two of them being women at, like, writing in and asking something about their husband. And I, you know, at first I typed out a big long paragraph and I wait to hit send and I walk away for a second. I go back. I'm like, I could probably word that better.
Aww. That's
a woman's not going to read that a way a man would. A man would read that and go, I understand what he's saying. A woman would read that and go, what a dick. So then I have to delete the entire thing and rewrite it and send it off again. But I mean, yeah, I'll respond.
But that's nice. And I appreciate that you recognize that it's not necessarily that one way is right and one way is wrong. It's just that we do have different ways of communicating we have different sensitivities. We all do. And that's just okay. So, you know, it's important. But what you want, if you're in a relationship, you are 50% of that relationship and your needs matter. So, yeah, there you have it. That's my, okay, what to do about steak and blowjob day.
Yeah.
Celebrate it. And then also follow up with cake and cunnilingus day a month later.
Yeah, we're going to have to, because we talked about, you know, you mentioned in passing that, you know, Valentine's Day restaurants jack up the prices because they know they can. Mm-hmm. I mean, this holiday started probably 12, 15 years ago as a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering when we're going to see the first restaurant not so much put blowjob in the graphic that they put out on their Facebook page, but just put like a hint of like, you know what next week is. We're still taking reservations. We have the best steak in town kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
The restaurants that do that are going to be,
they're more like the sports pubs, and they're the ones that center more on a male clientele.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we'll get there. But again, there's so many different ways to enjoy it. But men, stand up for yourself. Don't be afraid to ask for it. Don't be afraid to admit that you want love. That's the key. You want love. And blowjobs are simply a way for someone to express their love for you.
Well, for the female listeners, what do you think that they should do if they want to learn how to give a good one?
Oh, you just, that, thank you so much. That was a softball from Aaron. Thank you. Because at sexyedschool.com, my How to Blow His Mind While Loving His Body is, I am biased, but it's a great class for women who want to learn to enjoy giving a blowjob. Because again, so many women don't enjoy it. And I say, don't ever give one. Don't fake a blowjob. Don't fake an orgasm. So if you don't want to give a blowjob, don't do it. But How to Blow His Mind While Loving His Body, my class on sexyedschool.com, will help you learn how you can enjoy it, how to give a blowjob that you enjoy giving, because I want your head to be in the game just like his head is in the game. And go to it. I say my job is to teach you how to enjoy it. And I'm thrilled to do it. And I've had a remarkable amount of luck. I said, I've had an 85-year-old woman from Helen from Lubbock, Texas, take the class and say it was the best thing ever. And a woman who was 9 months pregnant and zero libido and took the class and was like, oh my God, I can't wait to practice. Literally blew her husband, just blew his mind. It was just crazy. So How to Blow His Mind While Loving His Body. And of course, just in anticipation of Cake and Cunnilingus Day, there's also the reciprocal, which is the art of orally pleasuring her. And that's also great for women to learn how to receive pleasure, because so many of us are uptight about that. So perfect for the upcoming holidays. And use the promo code Come With Us and you get 20% off the classes. So Come With Us promo code at sexyedschool.com. And that way you'll set up your steak and blowjob day and cake and cunnilingus day and have all sorts of fun. And men, don't be afraid to buy that class for the two of you. There's a his and her two for class. Get that. And that way you're set for both. And that way you can tell her, I want to be loved and I want to love you well.
Yeah.
And everybody wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they call you the blowjob queen for a reason.
Yes, I know. My aunt asked me.
We need to get you a crown.
Yeah. Oh, I have a tiara someplace. But yeah, she asked me once what gave me the guts, you know, to teach that class. And I was like, aunt, do you really want me to tell you? And she's like, no, thank you. But really, it started because I had a guy ask for my ex-husband's address. And I was like, why? He's like, I want to send him a thank you note. He said, I've never had my toes curl from a blowjob. It was pretty amazing. And that's when I realized that not everybody gives great blowjobs. So, but you can live and learn. There's so many fun things about it. So
yeah.
Anyway. All right, Tina, you've been so quiet.
Yeah.
Blowjobs are the last thing going through your mind. Well, you're hungry too. Yeah. So steak is going through your mind right now.
Man. Yeah. I was going to say actually a big steak actually sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. Big piece of meat. Yum. 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 Not surprising, we're in Texas. So, all right, everyone. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to Aaron and Tina. Thank you for all of our listeners out there and for just sharing yourselves and being with us and trusting us. And of course, thanks to Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, use promo code COMEWITHUS to go get everything you need to get him and her in shape for Steak and Blowjob Day and Cake and Cunnilingus Day because their products are wonderful. And all right, anything else? Do we have anything else before we go?
No, make sure you're following us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, at Come With Us Podcast, Twitter at Come With Us Pod. You're on TikTok now.
I'm on TikTok now. Yeah. So Beth Darling, Sexy Genius.
Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of stuff on there. I don't really understand the TikTok and I'm too old to really want to learn. There's my curmudgeon side. Anyways, and any thoughts, comments, concerns, if you have a question you want us to tackle, we won't share your name on air unless you give us specific and explicit consent. comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. That's comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Other than that, go pick out a good cut of steak. I suggest ribeye. Some people want filet.
I love a filet. So. Yeah. But get, again, what works for you because we all have something different. So find what makes you feel loved and appreciate it. But don't be afraid to say, I want to be loved.
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Come With Us Podcast. Again, this is the podcast you need when you want the bare naked truth about love, sex, and relationships. I'm Beth Darling, sexy genius from sexyedschool.com. And for Aaron and Tina, thank you, thank you, thank you. And happy Steak and Blowjob Day to everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Come With Us Podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media at Come With Us Podcast and send in your questions, comments, and confessions to comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Until next time, keep it fun, flirty, and naughty.